This is Briefly Informed, an AI summarized news channel.
Now reading World News.
A Canadian school shooting in Tumbler Ridge forced teachers and students to hide for hours. A horrific school shooting in Tumbler Ridge, British Columbia, Canada, has left at least 9 people dead and dozens wounded after an attacker opened fire at a school and a nearby home. Teachers and students reportedly hid for hours during the terrifying incident, which saw 7 fatalities at the school and 2 more discovered at a residential property, marking a tragic event that has shocked the nation.
Russian drone strike kills 3 Ukrainian toddlers and their father. A Russian drone strike tragically killed a Ukrainian father and his 3 young children near Kharkiv, critically injuring their pregnant mother in the attack.
Herzog attends Bondi Memorial with Australia's Albanese. The Prime Minister makes no address. Israeli President Isaac Herzog's visit to Australia has ignited controversy and violent protests in Sydney, including a confrontation where a 69-year-old woman was hospitalized with broken vertebrae after allegedly being pushed by police during clashes. While Herzog attended a Bondi memorial ceremony alongside Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, who notably remained silent, Australian authorities are now defending police actions and urging calm amid the fallout from the visit, which has been described as a tinderbox.
Britain's cautious stance on Jimmy Lai's imprisonment reveals its deference to Beijing's growing power. Hong Kong media tycoon Jimmy Lai has been sentenced to 20 years in prison, a conviction widely viewed as a de facto death sentence for publishing a newspaper and a stark symbol of Beijing's tightening grip on the city. This severe sentence has prompted international criticism, while also revealing what some perceive as Western caution regarding its relationship with Beijing's power, even as China vehemently denounced the UK's expansion of a visa scheme following Lai's conviction as despicable and reprehensible. Chants of death to Khamenei disrupt Iran's official state celebrations. Iran commemorated the anniversary of its 1979 revolution with official celebrations where leaders railed against the US and internal sedition, even as reports emerged of death to Khamenei chants among the populace. These events unfolded under the shadow of lingering geopolitical tensions, with US warships reportedly off the coast, prompting some analysts to question the regime's long-term stability. Concurrently, Tehran reaffirmed its readiness for inspections to prove its nuclear program peaceful, though it vowed not to yield to excessive demands.
Now reading, National News.
Person detained as police and FBI search Rio Rico property in Nancy Guthrie disappearance case. Authorities investigating the disappearance of Nancy Guthrie searched a property in Rio Rico and briefly detained a man for questioning, who has since been released. The FBI has also released surveillance images showing a masked person near Guthrie's home, as the released individual later spoke to local media about his involvement in the case.
FAA halts all flights at El Paso Airport for 10 days. The Federal Aviation Administration abruptly halted all flights at El Paso Airport in Texas for an initial period of 10 days, citing unspecified security concerns, causing widespread disruption. However, the FAA quickly reversed its decision, reopening the airspace shortly after its sudden closure.
3 House Republicans broke ranks to block an effort to shield Trump's tariffs from challenges. 3 House Republicans notably broke with their party today, joining Democrats to defeat a Republican-led effort that aimed to shield former President Trump from challenges to his tariff authority. The move effectively blocks a bid to prevent votes on disapproving Trump-era tariffs, setting the stage for the House to potentially rebuke his past trade policies.
Southern residents are grieving the loss of thousands of trees devastated by recent storms. A recent ice storm has wreaked havoc across the South, leaving thousands of trees devastated and residents mourning their loss, particularly in Nashville, where a historic 100-year-old oak at a botanical garden sustained a fatal crack and 6,000 trees were downed in city parks. With a long recovery anticipated, officials are now urging residents to clear debris, while volunteers are actively assisting families with yard cleanup efforts.
Democrats are demanding Lutnick's resignation amid controversy surrounding the Epstein files. Howard Lutnick, President Trump's Commerce Secretary nominee, is facing demands from Democrats for his resignation over his ties to Jeffrey Epstein, including his acknowledgement of traveling to Epstein's Island. His reported flip-flop on the matter is deepening White House woes, with Lutnick's recent grilling on these issues seen as a glimpse into a potentially difficult future for the Trump administration.
Now reading, Business News. January brought 130,000 new U.S. jobs, yet revisions now show labor market growth stalled in 2025. The U.S. economy delivered a stronger-than-expected performance in January, adding 130,000 jobs, which marks the strongest monthly gain in months. However, this positive news from the delayed report is tempered by revisions indicating that overall labor market growth stalled in 2025. Treasury yields dip as investors await the delayed January jobs report. U.S. Treasury yields are moving significantly lower, with the 10-year yield touching a 5-week low, as the bond market flashes a potential warning sign about the economy. This surge in bond prices, reaching their best levels in weeks, comes as investors eagerly await the delayed January jobs report, with recent weak retail sales figures already boosting expectations for potential Federal Reserve rate cuts.
Toyota unveils the 2027 Highlander, an American-made electric three-row SUV boasting 320 miles of range. The 2027 Toyota Highlander is making headlines with a dramatic shift to become an exclusively all-electric, American-made three-row SUV, projected to offer a 320-mile range. This move means gasoline and hybrid powertrains for the popular model will now be found solely in the Grand Highlander, signaling a major strategic push by Toyota to electrify a core family vehicle and reshape its established lineup.
Super Bowl prediction bets skyrocket to a record $1.2 billion trading day. Prediction markets saw a record-breaking Super Bowl, with over $1.2 billion in trading volume, according to reports including Kalshi, marking a significant new frontier in betting. This surge in prediction bets is creating stiff competition for traditional casinos and gambling stocks, which are seeing their betting share impacted, as exemplified by one high-stakes trader who lost $100,000.
Saks Fifth Avenue is closing its Canal Place location. Luxury retail giants Saks Fifth Avenue and Neiman Marcus are undergoing significant restructuring, leading to multiple store closures across the nation as both companies face bankruptcy proceedings. Saks Fifth Avenue is set to shutter its Canal Place location along with several other stores, while Neiman Marcus is closing its last remaining stores in Massachusetts and Alabama as part of the broader operational changes.
Now reading Technology News.
Samsung is set to debut its S26 series at Galaxy Unpacked 2026 on February 25th. Samsung is poised to unveil its highly anticipated AI-charged Galaxy S26 smartphones at the Galaxy Unpacked 2026 event on February 25th. The company's invitations strongly hint at the next AI phone, promising to make users' lives easier, with industry expectations suggesting the S26 lineup will feature significant advancements in artificial intelligence and more than just minor improvements.
Apple CEO Tim Cook pledges a celebration for the company's upcoming 50th anniversary. Apple CEO Tim Cook has confirmed the tech giant is gearing up for a significant golden anniversary celebration to mark its 50th birthday in 2026, promising big things as the world's most valuable company prepares for the major milestone.
ChatGPT's deep research tool now includes a built-in document viewer for its reports. ChatGPT's deep research tool has received a significant upgrade, now featuring a built-in document viewer for direct report access and the ability for users to select specific search sources. The enhanced research mode is reportedly powered by the new GPT 5.2 model, offering a more integrated and controlled research experience.
Android 16 update rolls out to Pixel devices. Google is now rolling out a surprise Android 16 QPR 3 Beta 2.1 update to Pixel devices, featuring a new connectivity enhancement that promises to improve battery life. This latest patch brings immediate updates to Pixel users.
Razer rolls out a limited edition Boomslang gaming mouse, priced at a staggering $1,337. Razer has announced the limited edition relaunch of its iconic Boomslang gaming mouse, marking a nostalgic return for the company's first ever model. This resurrected 25-year-old peripheral will set enthusiasts back a hefty $1,337, a price tag noted to exceed that of an iPhone 17 Pro Max, as it revisits the origins of competitive PC gaming for a new generation.
Now reading Sports News.
Ilya Malinin masters the pressure cooker, delivering a standout performance with all eyes on him. Figure skating sensation Ilya Malinin, known as the Quad God, has once again mastered performing under pressure, stunning in the men's short program by backflipping into the lead. This completely insane move which is reportedly worth no points but has the Olympics, flipping out, captivated audiences and positions Malinin as a top contender eyeing Olympic gold at the 2026 Winter Games.
American speed skater Jordan Stolz is poised to define the upcoming Olympics. American speed skating sensation Jordan Stolz, just 21, is capturing international attention, with many, including legend Eric Heiden, hailing him as the best American skater since Heiden himself. Guided by veteran expertise, Stolz is poised as a major contender to define the Winter Olympics and chase gold, with eyes already on his potential impact at the 2026 Games.
Team USA's historic rout of Canada's women's hockey team leaves fans asking, what happened to elbows up? Team USA's women's hockey squad delivered a historic and dominating 5-0 shutout victory over rival Canada at the Olympics. Sweeping Group A Petra Bilka netted 2 goals, while Cleveland Heights native Layla Edwards also scored a historic Olympic goal, marking Canada's first ever shutout loss at the Games. The stunning rout prompted strong reactions, with some fans questioning Canada's usual aggressive style of play after the unexpected stomping.
PFF analyzes the top 2026 NFL draft quarterback prospects, detailing their strengths and weaknesses. Leading sports outlets including ESPN, NFL.com, Bleacher Report, and PFF are already dissecting the 2026 NFL draft landscape, publishing early mock drafts that project first and even 3-round picks. These initial analyses are highlighting the top 100 overall prospects, while PFF specifically details the strengths and weaknesses of the anticipated top quarterback class, sparking an early wave of speculation for the upcoming draft cycle.
Bad Bunny's Super Bowl halftime performance draws in 128 million viewers. Bad Bunny's Super Bowl 60 halftime show garnered massive viewership, drawing an impressive 124.9 million viewers according to Nielsen, with some outlets reporting figures as high as 128 million. While the performance fell shy of breaking overall US TV audience records, it nonetheless delivered a significant win for NBC and the artist, setting new benchmarks for social media engagement and solidifying its status as a major event.
That was top news articles I could summarize. Please check the description of this podcast for the true sources of the information.